just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. In reading about this translation subject, this translational tempest that I've been talking about several programs, this Muslim-friendly Bible problem, in reading about this, I've discovered an interesting fact. The translation problem suffered by many nationals who were former Muslims has caused an uproar in their hearts. They have become disturbed at the Muslimization of their Bible and wanted something to be done about it. It is becoming more and more evident that Muslim people who have claimed to be born-again Christians have not changed one iota. They have continued attending the mosques, praying their usual prayers, acknowledging Muhammad as their prophet, and respecting the Quran as inspired, and making the Muslim creed confessional known as the Shahada. And I've discovered that this problem is not only embedded in the new evangelical translation camp today, but it's also in the translation table at the fundamentalist camp's place. This problem has stirred up a terrible translational tempest in the translational world. I have to continue to use this bad voice that I have, but I have to get the programs to the radio stations on time. Now, proponents of the insider movement attest that this method of reaching Muslims, the one where wrong words are used for the name of God, and compromising lingo such as child instead of son, are used so as not to offend, or some insisting that using Allah when the readers themselves know that Allah has no son, etc. That type of translation is bearing much fruit, but it is bad fruit. Missionaries using false Bibles are reaping many alleged converts. Some wonder if these converts only convert for what they can be given, not what they receive by being followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Conversion claims are exaggerated. Some claims say that there are as many 300,000 to 1.2 million new insider believers in Bangladesh. I don't know if this is Dr. Olson's ABWE group or not. One defecting insider testifies in Joshua Lingle's book called Chrislam's Book that the number of insiders cannot be more than 10,000. Look at that word, Chrislam. That's what people are calling these converts, Chrislams. It's Christian, Christ, and Islam together, called Chrislam, and they're not true believers. And in his book, this Joshua Lingwood's book called Chrislam, the number of insiders cannot be more than 10,000. Turkish pastors condemn translations. Television stations sign petitions. At least a dozen Turkish pastors, as well as whole Turkish churches, have signed a petition condemning the new Turkish Matthew translation. In this translation, the Matthew translation, the alternative form for Son of God is representative of God. Instead of saying, you know, the Son of God, it's representative of God. God the Father has become great protector. The director of a large TV satellite station has signed the petition. There's a petition going out. The people are signing. It is said that the convert claims are greatly exaggerated by some so that more funding will be funneled into the wealthy American missionary organization. And this makes sense. Remember, I read the other day that Wycliffe in SIL, they're at the top missionary receivers of money in the United States. I think the third top. So-called converts remain within Muslim culture. Now, this is very important. Sadly, it has been reported that the so-called conversions within the insider movement remain hidden within their Muslim culture. From reading about this, it seems as if the converts give up nothing. There is very little change in their lifestyle. They continue to go to the mosque. They pray like they have always prayed. They acknowledge Muhammad as a prophet. They think that the Quran is inspired. They make the Muslim's creedal confession known as the Shahada. Now, let me read that again. There's no change in many of these people. You see, I remember missionaries that were missionaries in one of the African countries, Muslim countries, and they were there for years and years and years with no converts. And suddenly, because of the Bible change, where it's made to cooperate with the Muslim lingo, it's an insider Bible. It's a Bible that really takes out much of the true Word of God. And now suddenly they're having converts. So these so-called converts remain within the Muslim culture. And they continue to attend the mosque. They pray like they've always prayed. They acknowledge Muhammad as a prophet. They think that the Quran is inspired. And they make Muslim creedal confessions known as the Shahada. Now, what is my conclusion? And remember, I said you can ask for this paper. Just call 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and ask for the paper on the Muslim-friendly Bible that Mrs. Wade is talking about on her radio program. Or else write to us at 900 Park Avenue. That's P-A-R-K Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. That's C-O-L-L-I-N-G-S-W-O-O-D, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108. And ask for the Muslim-friendly paper that Mrs. Wade is reading on her program. Now, what is my conclusion to all this? The long and short of all this translation confusion is that translators have been altering biblical phrases and words for the sake of outreach and fruit. They have tried to pacify the unbelieving Muslim by changing words like Son of God to win them. To the Muslim, that implies that there was a sexual union between God and Mary. And they won't have it. They have been making a huge compromise with words of God. They're making Muslim-friendly Bibles. Excuse me. For more comments, whether they are born again or not. But this Muslim-friendly method of translating is causing a big ruckus. According to World Magazine, February 25, 2012, Western missionary agencies are now feeling a wave of backlash against contextualized translations. That's what they're called, contextualized. Not just a few conservative denominations in the United States, but from an array of local churches in the countries where these translations are going out. I read that the Pakistan Bible Society is ending its two-decade of partnership with Summer Institute of Linguistics, SIL, Wycliffe's translation partner over this issue. Oh, sorry. I have no engineer that can take these things out. When I do my program, it's just how I do it. It can't be refined because I don't know how to do all that. I read that again. I read that Pakistan Bible Society is ending its two decades of partnership with Summer Institute of Linguistics, SIL, Wycliffe's translation partner, over this issue. The real reason, I've concluded, is that the missionaries are stooping to plagiarize the words of God to conform them to the Muslim culture within their countries to gain converts. Turkey, for instance, is 99.8% Muslim. Breaking through that barrier has come by down-translating, my term, the words of God, by softening the words and phrases that offend the readers. In other words, in my opinion, they are changing God's word to such an extent that they are no longer God's words, but man's words. How can man's words be quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword when the sword has been dulled? We read in Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Now, let me read some of this again. In Turkey, for instance, it's 99.8% Muslim. Breaking through that barrier has come by down-translating, my term, that I call this, the words of God. Down-translating, by softening the words and phrases that offend the readers. In other words, in my opinion, they are changing God's words to such an extent that they are no longer God's words, but man's words. How can man's words be quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword? I read in the April 21st, 2002 World Magazine the following, and I quote, "An You have to sort of pay attention to get it because it's a little difficult to understand. Following controversy over Bible translations in Muslim contexts that change the phrases Son of God and God the Father, Wycliffe and its translation partner, SIL, have agreed to an independent review of their translation practices. The Word Evangelical Alliance will coordinate, the World Evangelical Alliance will coordinate the review with a report due the end of 2012. The review panel will include theologians and translation experts as well as Muslim background believers. Wycliffe and SIL also said they have temporarily suspended publication of translations that may contain controversial renderings of Son of God and God the Father for a period of dialogue on the issue. Now, I'm going to pause and I want to read that again because this is very important. You see, enough flack has been made, enough words have been said to wonder about Wycliffe and SIL and their translational methods in the Islamic world, that Islam, that these people, the translators, the Summer Institute of Linguistics and Wycliffe are postponing, they're setting aside, they're waiting for a review. Now, you know this is serious if this mighty strong translation organization will set aside their work for a while and not publish any more of their wrong Bibles until someone looks it over. Now, I have to get a drink of water. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I have this throat problem. I want to read this again so you get it. Following controversy over Bible translation in Muslim contexts that changed the phrases Son of God and God the Father, Wycliffe and its translation partner, SIL, have agreed to an independent review of their translation practices. An independent review. And I only hope that this independent review people will be honest and not be tainted or not be influenced by these mighty organizations with all the money. The World Evangelical Alliance will coordinate the review with a report due the end of 2012. The review panel will include theologians and translation experts as well as Muslim background believers. Wycliffe and SIL also said they have temporarily suspended publication of translations that may contain controversial renderings of Son of God and God the Father for a period of dialogue on the issue. Now, I hope I don't miss that report. I hope that the report comes out so that all of us can know what they've discovered and what they're going to say. We will watch with bated breath the conclusions of this much-needed review. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee.